Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Jeray Williams. I'm so glad that you tuned in. And today we have a special guest, my first ever guest, my best friend, Naima Ali. She's going to be sharing her experience and her insights as a friend to a mom who just had a baby and, my other baby, but y'all get the point. But yeah, so welcome, Naima.
Thank you for having me. Hey everyone, I'm Naima. I'm from Atlanta. I have known Jere for, ooh, it's
We're
been a
gonna
minute.
get to that. We're gonna get to that.
Oh, oops, sorry. Well, yeah, I'm from Atlanta, and currently living in Barbados for med school, and I am pleased to be on the show, so thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for joining us. 'Cause I know you have a very tight schedule, girl. You gotta get that MD. And so
Okay.
we're gonna start off. Let's start about you already introduced yourself. So thank you for that. And then we're gonna dive into it. Like, now, how did we meet?
So we met forever ago. We both went to Spelman College. We ended up doing this pipeline program at Howard together, I think like the summer of 2016. That sounds about right.
That sounds so
And
long ago.
I know. And what's ironic about it is, although we went to Spelman together, like we knew each other from school, but we didn't actually become friends until we left school and went to Howard.
Yeah.
And then from there, we came back to school, and yeah, the rest is history.
Yeah. That's crazy. I forgot about that program.
I know, right? In a minute.
I know, that's so crazy. Okay, so I know over the years we've just been growing and doing different things and just our friendship has grown as well. So let's talk about how our dynamic has shifted after I had my first son. Did you notice any changes in our friendship?
Let me see, after Sonny was born. No, I can't say that I did. Let me see. I tried to be there as much as I could as a friend, trying to navigate that role, and just be there, but not like be overbearing, So I can't say that I saw much of a change. The dynamic changed, just because now you're a mom, you're married. So, our relationship obviously is going to evolve because we can't be on the phone 24/7 like we used to be. So, but like, I guess that was a change. So yeah, so we used to be on the phone just doing anything, talking all the time. But now you had other responsibilities, not only to your child, but also to your marriage. So that changed. But like, I don't know, I'm not really possessive of my friends. So I didn't feel a way that we couldn't talk like all day, because we still will talk like pretty much every day. So
Yeah,
yeah, no,
that's so funny because yeah, we used to be on the phone for hours and hours, but we kind of getting
okay,
back to that when we have a little free time now,
that's
so
true,
that
that's
kind
true.
of makes me happy because I need that sometimes, even though I didn't know I need it. All
Yeah.
right, so we talked about for my first one. So what about when I had my second one? Did you
Okay.
notice any further changes in our friendship now that I had
Oh
two
yeah, girl,
children?
that it was the second go around. Now the second go around, it was different. Again, I think we both was caught by surprise when the
Yeah.
second go around, because I used to always joke and be like, okay, now when you gonna give Sonny a little sister? And then it happened. Well, Sonny not a girl, but anyway, but then it happened, and I was just like, oh, okay. We both was like, oh, okay. And
Yeah.
then from there, I think the communication kind of ended. On account of like, just different changes that you were experiencing and going through. And from my own personal view, I tried to be there. I reached out to your mom because it just was abrupt to me. I was like, where's my friend? Is she okay? Like, I was so concerned because I just didn't know what was going on. Like, our communication fell off. Like I said, we went from talking like every day, all the time about everything until like, I just didn't hear from you. And I was like, well, is she all right? Is she good? And I didn't want to overstep any boundaries, by reaching out to your husband, like, hey, like, what's going on? What's this? So that's why I contacted your mom. Your mom just like kind of, informed me, like, hey, she's good. This is an update on, Sani. Just, keep her uplifted in prayer and stuff like that. Like, she's just going through, mom changes and stuff like that. So that kind of gave me an ease of mind because I was like, did I do something? Did I say something? Like, I just didn't know, what was going on or whatever like that. But, it wasn't, like I said, I noticed a difference. And then I just also told myself, because I'm not gonna hurt, was I lie? I was a little hurt behind it because I didn't understand like why our dynamic had changed. But I just allocated it back to, well, if we have like a real strong bond and friendship, then like we'll come back together, you know, we'll talk it out or whatever like that when that time comes. But for right now, let me just let her have her space because that's what she needs.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. 'Cause I know for me, it was more so like nobody's gonna understand. I got all this going on, and then like at one point, I was like, you know, it's different when you have friends who don't have kids, because they're like, you know, they don't really understand the changes that you're going through. And so I was like, well, I just, you know, keep to myself, you know, because I don't want to be that person, even though, you know, I'm grateful for my kids. But sometimes it's overwhelming, especially like if you have a second kid and you're like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. And so that was like a lot of things I had to navigate through as well. And I was just like, I don't want my friends to feel like, you know, I'm making it about myself, or like if I express to give it, you know, talk about what's going on, I don't want them to, you know, bring it like make it about them. And I was just like in a place where I was like, I don't know. But then it was so many moments in life, and it had milestones and stuff where I was like, dang, I want to talk to my friend. But I was like, is that gonna be awkward if I randomly like text you out the blue? And so for me, it was like that time had passed, but I was just like, okay, you gotta just, you know, text her, even though it's gonna be random. But it was like, I need my friends, but I didn't realize how much I needed our friendship until after I had my son, and I was in a better mental state where I was just like, I don't have a lot. Well, you know, there's always going to be things going on, but I don't have it where, you know, the hormones and my toddler, you know, he, you know him. And it was just like a lot happening. And then, like, even with my husband, I was just like, it's so much going on. You know, I start distancing myself. And I think he noticed that as well. But now that I took that leap, because it wasn't just you, it was like all my close friends. I was like, in my own little zone, but I was dealing with a lot by myself. But now I'm in the space of like, girl, you gotta communicate to people, because if you don't communicate, how do you expect to have that support for people to for you? Like, not even necessarily kids. Kids always gonna be there, but like a village for you. And once I started doing that again, that's where I'm just like, oh, I feel filled up. Like now, like we talk almost every day again. It's just beautiful. And like even with Alonzo, you know, our inside jokes and us quoting movies, and he just be dying laughing, like, this what y'all doing? So it kind of gives me like a little feel of like you are still you despite having your kids and taking a role as a mom. Like, you're not alone. Oh, that's really where I was in that place. But I'm in a great space now. You know, even when I do have my days, I was just like, oh, let me text Naima real quick, or like let me FaceTime her, or like even just communicating how I'm feeling, so that we don't get into a place where it's like, where's she at? Because even with my mom, when she texts me, I'm like, why is she texting you? Like, and she was like, she's just worried. I was like, well, I didn't respond, but it was just like just a lot happening at once. I just didn't know how to like properly cope with that. But that's where I also been growing too, like emotional constancy and like being able to be open. Because you know me, I'm like, oh, I just, you know, keep it to myself, or like keep it pushing. But now I'm learning, like, girl, you can only carry so much. So
Right, okay. That's real. That's real. Yeah, I agree. Like you said too, like I think for us, like the evolution of our friendship from you having your children, like coming back to that, it didn't even feel like estranged or like a strain. Like what's crazy is like, you know, we went months without talking to each other, but because I could feel your authenticity when you reached out to me, you know, like you weren't like, hey girl, I was going through a lot, but you should understand. Like it didn't come off like abrasive, like, well, okay, but like where you been? Like it wasn't like that, you know, it was very compassionate, like, and I could see like not, I don't want to say remorse, but I could see that, you know, you had self-reflected on it and you were like, I did this. I didn't mean for it to happen this way. But now that it did, I'm going to extend you the option. Like, if you want us to continue our friendship, we can. And if not, like, I'm also understanding of that too. And like, this is where it comes into play. Like, we have to extend people grace, you know, because like in that moment, I wasn't there. So I don't know the ins and outs of what was going on. However, I knew that you were going through something, you know, and as a friend, you can't call yourself a friend to somebody that you have to be able to play different roles in people's life at different seasons that they're going through, right? And at that time, my role in your life was just to be able to support from a distance. It wasn't supposed to be hands-on, you know? So I had to be able to embrace that and understand that. So when you did finally reach back out, I didn't have any ill will like within me or, you know, harboring any like past notions that I might have had, you know, like, or oh, now she want to reach out to me. Like it wasn't even like that. Like even when you did reach out and stuff like that, like I was happy, you know, like it took me a moment. I was like, let me process stuff, you know, let me see how I want to respond because I don't want my response to come off ill will as well, you know. But it was like I was happy to hear from you because I had missed you. I had missed Sonny. Like, you know, it was so much that was going on that I wasn't a part of. So I was happy to for us to get back on track, you know?
And I also think too, it's like maturity too, as in growth. Because I was like, you know, they're not gonna understand. People gonna be like, well, you didn't went ghost, you didn't talk to me, and now you want to talk to me. That's kind of how. So, but you know how they say sometimes you make a something a bigger scene in your head than actually what happens. But I think too, it just made our friendship even stronger. Because I'm like, dang, like even if I do like walk, like you know, went mute or ghost or whatever. But when I came back, like she was there and she was like calling me again, like you good. And then only thing like for me, I was like, only thing I regret is like you weren't there to experience like the pregnancy with Saad and being able to be there after the birth. Like for Sonny, he was there at the house, like right after, like, girl, what you mean? So it was like kind of different. And that's something I would have to always like be like, dang, like you didn't have the experience. But because I send you pictures and FaceTime and you see it now, so it's like you're still there. So that makes me happy. So now my question for you is, what advice would you give friends who just who's what advice would you give friends who just had babies? And how would you do that dynamic? So how would you tell them, like, okay, how do you navigate with that as a friend when your friend just had a baby?
Be there, be supportive, play a role, but also don't overstep your boundaries. Like, respect the parameters of you all's friendship and relationship, right? And just under be able to like roll with the punches. Like, life is not cookie cutter. Like, it's not always going to be what y'all set out and plan for it to be. That's life. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one goes as you plan it for it to be. And you have to be willing to accept that to, you know, be able to adapt. And that's what's going to make you all's friendship last. That's what's going to make it be strong, you know. And also just be honest, have open communication too. Like, you know, like even with us, like in that moment where it did go dark, though we weren't communicating stuff like that, that doesn't mean that you still can't, you know, pray for somebody or, you know, still innovate in different ways and different aspects. So just be able to be adaptable. That's really what it's going to take. And be compassionate, be understanding, like put yourself in that position, even if you don't have children. Just put yourself in a stressful and you know situation and think like, well, what would I do? How would I handle it? You know, and try to see it from the other person's lens. Like when you can do that, that's when you really can overcome any obstacle, honestly.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And also something that you reminded me too, we had a conversation one time. You were like, you were talking about something else, but it was like something that dawned on me. It was like how you still said that, you know, people, everybody always has things going on, but it's just about you prioritizing what's important to you. And so for me to, I would tell new moms, like, talk to your friends, let them know, like, even though they don't understand the season that you're going through, but they can be there with you to walk you through that season, because oftentimes we forget about building our own village. So you have a village for your kids, and people are always going to be able to, you know, help the children, but you have to build your own village to pour into you as well. Because oftentimes you'll try to thinking, oh, we can distance ourselves because they don't understand, but that's going to make you lonely, and that's going to make you be in a state of like, nobody cares about me, nobody calling me. But if we don't have that open communication, how can we expect that? And that's where also like other symptoms of postpartum start to play a role, like other stressors as well. But like even being lonely can make you depressed or have you become anxious and things. So that's why I would say just have open communication. And would you like to tell people anything else before we end this episode?
Outside of everything that we've said, just honestly, at every root of your relationship, try to keep a spiritual tie there and connection there too. Like, I feel like that's really vital and important as well. Because me and Jere, we laugh, like, we joke and stuff like that. We send our memes, but at the end of the day, we stay in the word as well. And when you can do that, anchor yourself to something else outside of just whatever brought you all together, that's what'll sustain the relationship as well.
That is so true. That is so true. Well, thank you so much, Naima, for coming on and sharing these insights. I hope we have more episodes together. Y'all let us know how you guys thought about this episode. Make sure that you screenshot the episode and put it in your stories and tag me at Jere.Williams on Instagram. And yeah, and just see how our friendship grows and be able to just subscribe to my email as well so you can get tips on a regular. But with that said, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. And until next time,
Bye.
bye.